Catherine, good morning.
Good morning, Louise.
Nice to talk to you. Now, do you think that stress is a modern-day invention, that it doesn't really exist and we're simply shirking hard work?
Well, I can only speak from what I have seen within the Norfolk and Suffolk Mental Health Trust. I care for my partner who needs their services. I see very good, very well qualified, very conscientious and hard working people well and truly overworked. At one time, the safe working level of patients, sorry, I must get the new jargon right, service users, would be 30. Recently, we had a very good hard working CPN who has just been promoted, actually. And she had 63 people on her caseload. She often would come here and her working day should have finished at 5, but she would overrun, giving the attention to her patient. I'm going to call it patient. I think it's much better.
Yes, I don't like service user.
So, no wonder we get stigma when we use silly words like service users. She was very dedicated in her job, still is. She takes paperwork home at work at night. She's got 2 children and a husband. And I know sometimes she waits till they've gone to bed and it's gone 11 o'clock. Very often she's looked extremely tired. If she hasn't got round to phoning us and she's had to phone us during the day, she's rang from home. Prior to her, we had another very, very good CPN. Couldn't fault her. Hardworking, dedicated. She took voluntary redundancy because she'd had enough of what she was seeing within the service.
Catherine, what is a CPN?
It's a community psychiatric nurse.
Oh, okay, lovely, thank you.
And I just think that the trust, in general, treat their staff like rubbish. They really do. They expect far too much of them. And it's no wonder that days are lost because their staff are stressed.
And I don't know what the answer is. You know, if they've got to cut the amount of people, amount of staff to make their books balance, I don't know what the answer is, do you?
Well, I think for a start, the government ought to look up and realise just what's needed in the NHS. And secondly, the psychiatric mental health services have always been the Cinderella service of the health service. They've never got a decent share of the cake, so to speak.
Right.
My father worked in mental health for 36 years before he retired, and it's many years ago because if he was still alive, he'd be well over 100 now. But there was a lot more staff, there was a lot more caring, and we're supposed to have moved on. We're supposed to be improved services are supposed to have improved, but how can they improve when they treat their staff as they do and the staff are struggling to cope with their workload?
I just don't know the answer. It's an equation that doesn't add up at all, does it?
So all I can say is certainly within the mental health service, what I've seen, it's not something that's made up stress. It is brought on because of the way the staff are treated and the heavy workload they are given. Because every member of staff we've met in the last 4 years has been conscientious and hardworking, but they have well and truly been overworked.
And as you say, you know, maybe it isn't a modern day invention, and maybe it's always been there. But people, as Vicky was saying, the stigma attached to depression now is far less than it was even 10 years ago. So whether any good will come out of that being a lot more open about psychological problems rather than just physical ones.
I'm not sure because there is still one hell of a lot of stigma attached to depression. For instance, I was in a supermarket on Saturday, and the young chap on the till spoke to the chap on the next till, and I actually heard him say to him, "You know this Robbie Williams business? Well, it wasn't really depression. He was a bit upset because his ex-girlfriend was suing him for all his money." And I turned around to him and I said, "You're very young, but let me tell you something. Do not underestimate depression. It changes people's lives. It causes a lot of upset. Depression is not a nice illness. Go away and read about it, and you won't make silly statements like that."
Wise words. Catherine, I appreciate you coming on this morning. Thank you. It's not a subject that's, it's got a lot to smile about. It's just, I don't know what to say, really. So many people seem to be suffering, yet there isn't the support for them. Thank you for coming on, Catherine. It's nice to talk to you. Thank you.